After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them, "Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match to the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will spill, and the skin will be destroyed. But new wine must put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new, for he says, "The old is good."
这事以后，耶稣出去了，看见一个官吏，名字叫，你跟我来。利未撇下手中的活，起来跟从耶稣走下去。利未在家里为耶稣摆设了丰盛的宴席，有许多利税和别人与他们一同坐在一起。法利赛人和他们的朋友们向耶稣的门徒抱怨起来，说，你们为什么和税吏这样的罪人一同吃喝呢？耶稣回答说，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着去看。我本来不是招什么好人，我是招罪人前来。他们对他说，约翰的门徒屡次进食祈祷，法利赛人的门徒也是这样，唯独你的门徒又吃又喝。耶稣对他们说，新郎和宾客在一起的时候，岂能叫宾客进食呢？日子将近，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们才能进食。耶稣又对他们这样讲了一个比方：没有人把新衣服扯下来一块补在旧衣服上。若这样，若把新的撕破，并且撕下的新的衣服和旧的衣服也不能再相配了。没有人会把新酒装在旧皮囊里。如若这样，新酒就会裂开，而酒就会漏出来，皮囊也就会损坏。唯独新酒必须装在新的皮囊里。没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，因为他说陈的最好。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动性过程可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音的第九讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Our learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the ninth lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, is still my today's personal study summary. One day, Jesus saw a man named Levi, who was a tax collector. Most people didn't like tax collectors because they worked for the government and often took extra money. But Jesus just said to Levi, "Just follow with me." Then Levi immediately left everything and followed him. Later, Levi threw a big dinner party for Jesus, and many other tax collectors, also sinners, were there too. The religious people, like leaders called Pharisees, were not happy and asked Jesus' followers because he would hang out with people like that. Jesus answered them, "Healthy people don't need to see a doctor. Only sick people do. I came to help sinners, not those ones who think they are already being good." Then some good people asked Jesus why his followers didn't fast like the Pharisees and join the baptized followers. Jesus replied using examples. He said, "You don't fast at a wedding when the groom is still there," basically saying, while he was with them, it was a time for joy, not sadness. But one day he would be gone, and then they would fast again. Jesus also told parables. He said, "You shouldn't patch an old coat with a piece from a new one, or put new wine into old wineskins." These examples mean that new things don't always fit into the old ways. Jesus was bringing a new message, and people needed to be ready for the change. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
In this Bible text, the Bible explains the difference between law and grace. Levi was a sinner who received the grace of Jesus. The Pharisees lived under the law and did not feel the need of grace. They preferred the law and their religious traditions before the grace that only Jesus can give us on the cross.
在今天这段经文当中，圣经解释了律法与恩典之间的区别。利未是一个罪人，他接受了耶稣的恩典；法利赛人则生活在律法之下，并不觉得自己需要其他恩典。他们更喜欢律法和他们的祖先的宗教传统，而不是像耶稣在十字架上所给予我们的恩典。
For to receive grace, you have to recognize yourself as a sinner, and you have to repent, and you need to know that you are sick and can't heal yourself. Levi was a tax collector, and he identified himself as a sinner, and that is why he left everything behind and followed Jesus. The other ones are the Pharisees. They want to stay in their sins and didn't want to be transformed or to be changed.
为了获得恩典，你必须首先承认自己是个罪人，你必须进行忏悔，你必须知道你已然生病了，你必须明白自己无法治愈自己。利未是一个彻头彻底的收藏家，他承认自己是个罪人，这就是为什么他抛弃世间的一切，最终追随了耶稣。其他人则是法利赛人，他们想留在自己的罪孽当中，并不想去转变和改变。
In the parables, Jesus tells the old wine is religion and the new one is grace. People prefer the religion because they say the old wine is better than the new one.
在耶稣的比喻当中，沉醉的酒是指一种宗教，而新酒则是代表恩典。人们更喜欢宗教，因为他们总是说陈酒比新酒要。
The old garment is religion and the new garment is grace, and people still prefer today the garment of religion and not of grace. But when you have known yourself as a new garment, you leave the old garment and are happy to have new and eternal life into Christ.
旧衣服代表宗教，新衣服则代表恩典。今天的人们仍然喜欢宗教的衣服，而不是喜欢恩典做成的衣服。但是，当你认识到自己成为一件新生的衣服的时候， 你就会抛弃旧有的观念，并高兴地在耶稣基督的生命中去拥抱新生，拥抱永恒。OK，based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be very helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, who was Levi and what was his job? 利未是谁？他的工作职责是什么呢？
Levi was a tax collector. His job was to collect the tax from the Jewish people and give it to the Roman people. This is why the Jewish people hated him.
利未是一名收费员，他的工作内容是向犹太人征收税款，并将其交与罗马人。这就是为什么很多犹太人非常讨厌他的原因。Next question, sister. What did Jesus say to Levi and how did Levi respond? 耶稣对利未说了什么样的话？利未是如何作答的呢？
Jesus said to Levi, "Follow me," and the answer of Levi was to follow him. He left everything behind.
耶稣对利未说：“跟随我吧。”利未的回答是：“为了跟从他，他抛弃了一切。”Next issue: Why did people dislike tax collector Bickland？为什么当时的人们总是那么样的讨厌税吏呢？
Because they are working for the Roman Empire and the people hate the Roman Empire, which forced them to pay taxes, they saw the toll collectors as a collaborator of the Roman Empire.
因为大家为罗马帝国工作，而人民则憎恨强迫他们纳税的罗马帝国，所以他们认为收费员是罗马帝国的合作者，进而憎恨他们。Next question, sister, what kind of people came to Levi's dinner party? 到底是谁参加了利未的晚宴呢？
To the Levi's dinner party came all kind of people, especially tax collectors and sinners.
各种各样的人都来参加了他的晚宴。Next question, sister, why were the Pharisees upset with Jesus? 法利赛人总是对耶稣表示不满呢？
They were upset with him because he ate with sinners.
因为他们认为耶稣与罪人一起吃饭，这是不道德的，进而对他身心都感到厌烦。Last question. Therefore, sister, what did Jesus mean when he said, "Those who are well have no need of physician"? 耶稣说，健康的人用不着去看大夫。这话怎么理解呢？
When we think that we are well with our life, that we are doing the things great and right, and that we are content with our religious behavior, we don't need Jesus and his grace because he can't convince us that we are sinners.
当我们认为我们的生活很幸福的时候，我们正在做的事情很伟大的时候，我们对我们的宗教行为感到满意的时候，我们就不需要耶稣以及他的恩典，因为他无法让我们相信我们是罪人了。
We have to be aware that there is something wrong with us and that we need Jesus.
所以，我们必须意识到我们身上所存在的一些问题，这时我就需要耶稣基督了。Next question, sister, why didn't Jesus' disciples fast like other people? 为什么耶稣的门徒不像别人那样进行禁食呢？
They did not fast because Jesus was still among them.
这些人没有进食，那是因为耶稣始终在他们中间保佑着他们。Next question. What did Jesus mean by talking about the bridegroom and wedding guests? 当耶稣提及到新郎和宴会客人的时候，他具体想表达什么呢？
The bridegroom was he himself, and the wedding guests were his disciples.
新郎代表他自己，而婚礼的宾客则是他的门徒。Next question, sister. What's the meaning of the parable about new wine and old wineskins? 新酒与旧皮带的比喻是什么样的意思呢？我们应该怎样理解？
The old wine was religion and the new wine was grace.
旧酒代表了宗教，新酒则代表了恩典。Today's last question for sister. Why do you think Jesus used the simple stories, I mean parables, to teach other peoples? 你认为耶稣基督为什么总是用简单的故事来教育别人呢？
But to understand his parables, you need ears that hear and you need a will that is prepared to do what he's telling you. If you don't want to do his will, you never understand the meaning of the parables.
因为要理解他的预言，你需要能有听得进去的耳朵，而且你需要一个经过修整的意志去做他所教导你的事情。如果你真的不想按照他的意愿去做，那你就永远不会理解他所讲的内容含义。好啦，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听。祝大家2025年4月春天快乐，我们下期再会。